You're listening to the Clean Comedy Podcast with your host, James Creviston.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Clean Comedy Podcast. It is James, and I'm here today with my co-host, Mr. Glenn Tickle. Glenn.
Hello again, everyone.
Hello. And Glenn, I just want to tell you something about this weekend. I helped a buddy move, a fellow comedian friend of mine. And on the drive to go help him move, I listened to your Driver album. And I laughed probably way more than I should have because I know all those jokes. But I love all of them. And you're Thanks. No matter how many times I hear the joke about your last name and about seeing kids in Walmart, and that's the joke, you know, I always laugh. I'm like, how? And then you added Private Tickle to that, which made it even
funnier. Yeah, I did. Some of the stuff on the Dry Bar special is also on my first album,
right?
And there's also a little bit of overlap with Good Grief, but I tried to make them different enough that I didn't feel like I was just word for word copying for myself, basically. Yeah. You know, like I fleshed them out a little bit more, because with Dry Bar, like, their main focus, because I when I was talking to them about doing it, they're like, it just has to be clean. Like, if you did it on an album, we absolutely don't care. Just is it clean? Have we recorded it before? No, perfect. Like, plus, I mean, nobody listened to my first album besides you.
I love your first album, so it's fine.
Thank you. I'm proud of it.
I love it. I am still working material. That's the goal, is to get everything. I have more things coming up. I have a special thing where they're letting comedians basically do like an open mic, and they get feedback from like Dwayne Perkins and a couple other comedians. So I'm very excited about that, because I'm going to try some jokes that I've been working. But like, sometimes when you stay with the same group of people and they hear the joke multiple times,
yeah,
they don't have like a fresh take to give you to get it to, like, you know, it's like an A or like a B plus, but you want to get to like that A plus material. So
see, I have that problem because I performed for so long, like kind of just in the same area, like constantly seeing the same comics.
Yeah.
Where I felt like, well, I can't do these jokes because everybody's heard them. And then I did a headlined Steel Stacks where I recorded my first album for the first time since like early pandemic. And I was like, oh, I can't do jokes from the album I recorded here. Like, I can't do jokes from the last time I headlined. And then somebody, a friend of mine's like, no one cares, man. Like, no one's thinking, oh, we already heard Glenn tell this joke one time before. So like, most of the people don't memorize the jokes of every comedian that they see. They're not thinking that much about it. It's like, oh, it's a funny joke, I'm going to laugh at it, then I'm going to move on. Like, right. They might remember that you talk about your name a lot or that you mention your kids quite frequently, but they're not going to, nobody in the audience would be like, man, I'm bummed out because I heard him do this bit 6 years ago. No one cares.
The bit is expanded. On your first album, it's your name and the Walmart piece. In the second album, you add your dad and your sister into it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would love to stop making jokes about my name, but I can't. Like, it's the thing of, I'm sure you tell people when they're starting out in stand-up, like, if there's something obvious about you, address it.
Yep.
Like, John Panette used to move the mic stand out of the way because he knows he's a big guy. Like, yeah. And it's that kind of thing where it's like, I would love to not do it. I get it. It's a little bit, not hacky, but like, I'm kind of over it. But also, right. If I don't do it, audience members, every time I've tried to do a show without doing a joke addressing that my name is my real name, audience members ask me afterwards, like, is it really your name?
Yeah.
Yes. I hate it.
And that's the thing, is that's what I always tell new comedians. And it sounds like a hacky piece of advice of like, address the thing about you that people have either brought up to you in person, say to you when they meet you, or is said about you that you know. Like, if you look like so and so, even if it's like the Dollar Tree version of John Stamos, say, I know I look like the Dollar Tree version of John Stamos. Like, address those things, because people are going to think it and they're not going to listen to your jokes. You're not going to get as big as laughs as you could have.
And whenever I am watching comedy, if I see someone do that kind of joke, I was like, oh, like first year, like you just starting out. I did a festival. I wish I could remember the kid's name because he was genuinely very funny. But it was in Dayton, Ohio. I think he's from Dayton. He's this young guy. He was very funny, but he opens with a joke about saying like he's not attractive enough to be a stand-up comedian. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense because one, we're famously ugly, and yeah. Two, this kid was gorgeous. he looked like a Hollister model. This was like one of the most handsome individuals I've ever seen in the wild. And he's like, yeah, I know I'm not that good looking. I'm like, buddy, let me stop you right there. Here's why that joke doesn't work. It's because you are, in fact, rather good looking. But I didn't know. He was like 20. So I didn't want to be the 38-year-old being like, hey, handsome little man at this comedy festival. I was like, just live your life. Just know that you're very good looking. So that's why that joke doesn't work as well as you want it to.
It's not Matthew. Oh, dang it. What is his name? Matthew
Broussard. I don't know that.
It wasn't Matthew Broussard, right?
No. No, it's not Matthew Broussard.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the most handsome comedian I've ever seen in my life.
He's a handsome man as well.
And he's very kind. So if any of you ever meet him, he's a very kind, nerdy guy. Loves Pokemon.
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking of Zach Broussard.
Oh, Matthew Broussard. I'm sure Matthew
Broussard is also very funny and handsome, but I don't think that's who I was thinking of. Or maybe it is. I might have them confused.
He looks like every guy who might have beat us up in high school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's very handsome. He's a very handsome guy. But he addresses that very much in the front of his sets. And then he also talks about how he's nerdy. And he used to put it on his Instagram. I don't know if he does anymore. He used to make clay Pokemon of all the different Pokemons. He would make them himself. And he had like a rack of them over his bed in his house and stuff. This is real. He did this. And he would joke about it, how like, it to some women it felt like he might be a serial killer because he had all these little clay Pokemon he
made. Yeah, that is, I mean, but to the right woman,
right?
that's gonna be hella impressive,
right? So speaking about comedians and handsome comedians and weird things that happen at shows, how about them Oscars, right?
I didn't watch it, and
I didn't actually watch it
every year. I went to film school, love movies, but like at a certain point, it's like, I don't want to watch a bunch of millionaires congratulate each other with gold trophies. Like, I don't care. Like, it doesn't affect whether I think a movie is good, whether it gets nominated for an Oscar. Like, right. I don't know. I saw Venom 2. I'm like, this was a lot of fun. Is it good? No. Should it win an Oscar? Probably not. But like, if it did, okay. And then, I don't know, there's movies that I haven't seen that are nominated that I've heard aren't very good, but like, it doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
I will 100% change this course if I ever get nominated for anything. I'm like, oh, they're great. The Oscars are a perfect representation of quality. But until that time, I'm just kind of over the whole thing. But yeah, but then the one millionaire hit the other millionaire. They're both wrong. Everybody's like, when I woke up this morning, my whole social media feed across several apps was people like memes proclaiming which side they're on. Like, hey, how about neither? How about they're both bad? Like, I'm not saying bad people in that instance.
They both made mistakes.
Also, G.I. Jane came out in 1997. Like, there's not a more current bald lady joke you could have made, Chris. Like, what are you doing? That was. If I ever get hit over a joke, I hope it's a good joke. Like,
it was a lazy joke. I'm not going to lie. Chris Rock, I know you have better jokes than that. Although here's the thing. As soon as it happened, I was waiting for Chris to go like, not, it was, I knew it was going to get physical, but I was waiting for Chris to start popping back at like, just letting it go at that point, because he's notorious for being able to have quick comebacks. And so I was like, oh, he's about to just roast them bad and nothing. He just moved on. And I was like, wow. Okay. All right. Well, Chris grew up.
I mean,
okay.
He is right. Like, he's very good at that. But also when you saw them next to each other, it's pretty clear why he didn't hit back.
Well, no. Well, the physical confrontation. Yeah. Although I don't think Will Smith would have got a second opportunity to go walk back. Like, If he walked away, maybe he was.
Oh, he wouldn't have walked back up. I mean, if he was like, when so oh. he hits Chris, Chris takes a swing at him. The guy who played Muhammad Ali is going to win over the guy from CP4. 100%. There's no question in my mind who wins that fight.
Of course. But I knew it wasn't going to get physical, but I was waiting for Chris to say something else. Just that smart mouth, quick.
Well, I watched the clip. The sound cut out for a while. So I think they killed his mic after he got hit.
So you think he said something right after that? And then he like came back?
There was quite a bit of silence on the clip that I saw. Yeah. And then he said something at the end. But like it was an open-handed slap. Like don't do a hit. You should not hit other people. But it wasn't like a knockdown drag out like he wasn't trying to physically destroy Chris Rock. It was just like, "Hey, I don't like that thing you just said about my wife. I'm going to object in one of the worst ways I could." Like he could have spoken up and like, you know, hey, that's not a funny joke. So that's to me the most offensive. But also like, I didn't know Jada Smith has alopecia.
Yeah, me neither.
But I also wouldn't make fun of a lady for being bald. So I don't know. Like, and if I did, it would be with a better joke.
And the thing is, I thought they were friends, so I thought it was like in jest, but then it just went from like 0 to 60 like real fast. I was like,
if I were to get slapped by anybody, it's probably gonna be one of my friends over something I say to them that I think is funny.
Not in public in front of a million people.
Yeah, probably won't be at the Oscars. You're right. Yeah. it'll be at like the Big Columbus Guppies. Funny Bone.
It's called Big Guppies or something.
Yeah, it's not gonna be. But it is. Before I realized what happened, I was sick of hearing about it. Like I woke up and it's just tweets about Will Smith and Chris Rock, and like I don't know why people are picking teams. And then I saw the clip. I'm like, oh well, they're both. You both should apologize to each other and everyone
watching. What else? Like,
I think Will Smith put out a statement. I'm like, I'm not reading a statement from Will Smith. I'm not reading the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's essay about why he slapped his friend on television. Like, I don't care. Don't do it. Don't hit people and don't make fun of people for being bald.
Well, what's weird is
because my hair is thinning out and I'm very sensitive about it.
What's weird is I thought Ricky Gervais's comments were way worse and way meaner to other people. And there was no physical confrontation there. And yes, Chris Rock did a bad joke, but it wasn't like the most offensive Chris Rock joke I've ever heard in my life.
Correct.
It was lazy. I'll give you that. It was lazy. But it wasn't.
It wasn't like, oh, I can't believe.
Believe you were like, it wasn't that. But Ricky Gervais, like,
come on, that's not nice. Yeah. Like, don't make fun of Jada Pinkett Smith because she has alopecia. That's not a nice thing to do, Chris Rock.
Yeah.
But also, I didn't know she had alopecia. He might not have known. But also, again, like, you're bald, so you look like G.I. Jane. Come on, that's do like a Monica Lewinsky joke next, idiot. Like, I'm so mad at both of them for how much of my day this is taking. We are recording this the day after it happened, and it's really just been like the internet's been unusable because of those two.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, everything is a meme of them now. Everything is like some kind of meme of that slap that I've seen. I've literally seen it all day long, and I'm just like, wow. Okay, so, and then here's the thing: I got sent to me by someone who's not even a comedian that knows that I love comedy and knows that I'm a huge Chris Rock fan. And they're like, are you watching the Oscars? Did you just see what happened between Will Smith and Chris Rock? And I was like, oh no, I'll check this out. And I looked and I clicked on it and I watched it. And my first thought was like, is this fake? Like, is this fake? And then I watched it again. And I was like, oh, he's mad because the first clip they sent me didn't show Will Smith cursing at him and saying, keep her name out of my mouth, out of your mouth or whatever. So I didn't see that part. That was just a slap. And I was like, oh, was this some kind of like gag that they were doing? And then it showed like Will Smith being very angry. And I was like, oh, this is real. He's really mad.
I saw a couple people like throwing out the conspiracy theory that it was staged.
I thought it was staged at first. Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't think it was, but also like, I don't care.
Yeah.
They should have to kiss at the next, or win the Golden Globes. They should have to kiss at the Golden Globes.
Well, tongue or no tongue?
I mean, dealer's choice. Like, they know each other, so maybe tongue. Maybe tongue. Maybe it's not the first time. Who knows?
Oh. Well, okay. Well, that's the thing is, seriously, I am a huge Chris Rock fan. I grew up, but I'm also like
both their work quite a bit. I'm just annoyed with them today.
It totally makes me mad because I'm like, now you want me to take sides in this? I don't want to take sides in this. Listen, if Will Smith slaps Logan Paul, I'm on Will Smith's side 100% out of 100% of times. You know what I'm saying? Like, no ifs, ands, or buts. I'm not.
If he slaps a genuinely bad person, I'd be like, you know what, buddy?
Great. You're good. Now, if Logan Paul slaps Chris Rock, I'm on Chris Rock's side 100% of the time. I don't care. They just, you know what I'm saying? It depends on who it is. But this one, it's hard. It's like, yes, as a comedian,
a couple people being like, oh, now people in comedy clubs are just going to think it's okay to slap comedian. Like, who do you think is going to watch that clip and be like, I cannot wait.
Somebody, there's going to be at least one person who tries to double down on that. So, yeah, 100%. Hey, you talked about your junk on stage. Like, I'm waiting. I'm serious. I do think that is a big possibility because
happened. Like, it's not.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
It won't be because of Will Smith. No. People have slapped comedians before.
Well, like, Pauly Shore posted a clip of some dude punching him in like Texas or something. He's like, I know what it's like.
Philly-based comedian Pat House, I think, might not be him. Might be a different Philly comedian. They all kind of blend together for me. Sorry, Pat, but I think he has a story about like rushing the stage to like take a swing at him. But his dad was there, and his dad stood up and like, I don't remember if he fought the guy or just like got in the way. But like, yeah, like it's not. Will Smith did not invent slapping comedians because he didn't like what they said. Like, it's happened before. It'll happen again. Probably not to me, but, you know.
I mean, maybe somebody, if you do a lazy joke, maybe.
Yeah.
Depending on how lazy your jokes get, you might get slapped.
I did a bit on the Dry Bar special about Jurassic Park that I'm, like, fleshing out now into a longer bit. I'm like, that movie came out in 1994, but it's a good joke. That's the difference.
Well, hold up though. But also, there are new Jurassic Park movies coming out, so people are aware of that.
Well, that's the thing. Jurassic Park made a much bigger cultural impact than G.I. Jane, which for like 6 months, like that was. I'm sure. I guarantee you can find. Still on in '97. Whoever, whatever late night hosts were around in 1997. Anytime any other woman was bald for any reason, for maybe 3 years. Let's give it from 1997 to the end of the century. Anytime a bald lady made the news, G.I. Jane gets referenced. And then it went away because who cares? Nobody remembers G.I. Jane. Chris Rock.
There's even articles. What Chris Rock's joke about Jada Pinkett Smith meant. It's like,
get it. There are people watching Oscars who are not alive in 1990. Yeah,
who have to remind you what G.I. Jane was. Like, it's that really bad Demi Moore movie where she thought she was going to be a Navy SEAL, and for some reason they thought it was a good idea to make a movie where a woman became a Navy SEAL. Yeah, no idea.
I've never seen it.
It's terrible. It's terrible.
Is it?
I love Demi Moore. I do. I really do. And I love Navy SEALs. I was in the Navy. I worked with some of those guys. I love them. They're all amazing. Worst take on any kind of movie you could ever possibly make. It literally was like, somebody's like, you know what we should do? Make a woman a Navy SEAL. And they're like, okay, cool, cool. What kind of movie are we talking? Like a Ronda Rousey? Like what kind of woman are we talking here? And they're like, no.
She would have been, I believe.
Yeah, 12. Five. Okay, fine.
I don't know.
But you know what I'm saying? Well, they're talking like a W. Are we going to get like a WWE superstar woman like to come do it? Like Chyna or Sable or something? They're like, no. We're going to get that chick who did the striptease movie. And they're like,
she was like in 1997. Demi Moore was like one of the biggest stars in the world.
Yep.
She wasn't. It wasn't like I'm trying to think of.
She did
huge. Was that when she was? That was like Bruce Willis' marriage time. Like she was huge.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, but she she, all her movies were like sexy lady movies. Now she wants to play a Navy SEAL. Come on, man.
No. I've still not seen it in the time that we've been talking about it. I'm also probably never going to watch it.
No, don't watch it.
I mean,
also a Ridley Scott movie, by the way. It's a Ridley Scott movie. And Ridley Scott's a great, it didn't translate well.
Is this like the common opinion of it? Or is this just like the James Previdin special? Like if I look this up on Rotten Tomatoes.
50% on Rotten Tomatoes. 50% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh, not a good score. Maybe you're right.
Six out of 10 on IMDb.
You know, slightly better, but not good.
And that's out of 79,638 votes. I'm not making it up. I love action movies, and I love like awesome women action movies. Like I love whichever one had Ronda Rousey, the one with the
you know a lot more Rambo than I do.
No, I do. Yeah, well, I watch UFC and stuff. But like Sylvester Stallone made those movies. Expendables.
You watched
like,
the OC? Was Ronda Rousey in the?
No,
OC?
No, not the OC. UFC. UFC.
Oh,
Ultimate yeah, Fighting Championship.
You know what? That makes so much more sense.
Yeah, but Viggo Mortensen's in the movie.
Fox special.
Hey, Mick G makes great stuff,
the
man.
OC. I love the OC. Look, I'm not knocking it. I'm just that's why I was so surprised.
Oh yeah,
I watched all of the OC.
No, she was not.
Times, and I don't remember her in it.
Did you ever watch Fastlane, the Mick G show, Fastlane with Bill Bellamy and whatever? It was like the most expensive, at that time, it was the most expensive TV show ever made. Like every episode was like $7 million or something weird like that. It was wild. Yeah,
no, I have not seen it.
Yeah, it was my favorite.
Did Mick G do the first or second Charlie's Angels movie?
Oh, I think it was the second one. I think it was, Full Throttle.
Whichever one.
I believe it was Full Throttle.
Glover smoking weird. Remember anything else about the movie except for Crispin Glover walking around weird and he kept changing how he was holding his cigarette like multiple times per shot. I'm like, this is does Crispin Glover have an Oscar? He should have one. If not, he should slap someone who does and he should take it.
Why does Mick G looks like oh really?
I don't know that I've ever pictured like seen him, but I'm picturing like a Guy Fieri type.
No, he looks like what's the comedian? Gary Owen. He looks like Gary Owen.
I'm gonna look him up right now.
Look at Mick G and then go look at Gary Owen. they could be brothers.
Wow, yeah, this was not It just it's not the man I was expecting. He looks like the guy from man, I'm blanking on so many names right now. It was like the Showtime drama where the guy might be a spy or might not be a spy.
Barry? Are you talking about Barry? No.
No.
That's on
HBO.
Yes, you're right.
Homeland.
Homeland, thank you. Yeah. He does kind of look
good. I'm just going to put in Homeland guy.
What does that do?
Nicholas
name?
Brody. This is so much fun for the listeners at home.
They're like, what are they doing right now? Anyway,
they're just naming guys that they look like other guys.
Well, I think what I do think we get from the whole Oscar thing, honestly, is know your audience, right? That's really the biggest thing. Is like, I think Chris Rock thought he knew his audience and he pricked something that was sensitive to people. Oddly sensitive, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, if someone's
like we said, it was sensitive to make a joke about her being bald because she has alopecia, but it's not like. Like you mentioned Ricky Gervais, like people were like genuinely angry with him.
Yeah.
After his stint at hosting the Oscars, and like, yeah, some of the jokes were like, yeah, that's genuinely in like pretty bad taste.
So yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like this isn't a good joke. Like these are like genuinely, like I think if I had alopecia and I heard that joke, I think I would be not thrilled with the joke. You know. But as somebody who doesn't have it, I'm like, yeah, I could see how somebody would be upset by that. But like, you know, I'm sure there's worse jokes out there. But I have a different autoimmune disease. If Chris Rock made an ankylosing spondylitis joke, I'd be like, you know, hey, if it's a good joke, I'm right there with you, bud. But if you bring up G.I. Jane, I don't know that you're going to win me over. But Gervais,
How do those two tie in, Glenn?
Will Smith didn't slap him after the joke. There would be no headlines about how insensitive the joke would be, except for maybe like if alopecia has a website, like they might do one. But like the People magazine front page isn't going to be Chris Rock made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith being bald. How dare he? It's 100% only getting coverage because he got hit because of it.
Yeah.
But again, what, like, don't hit people. But it was such, like, not defending it. I want to be clear. Will Smith should not have struck Chris Rock in any way. But it's a lot bigger than Chris Rock. And he did, like, a pretty gentle open-handed face slap. He did not knock him out. Like, he wasn't looking to do damage. He was trying to prove a point. But again, don't hit people.
I feel like this is what you say to your kids. You're like, you see what just happened there? It wasn't right.
Yeah.
It wasn't right. What he said wasn't right, and what he did wasn't right. But but
if you're gonna hit somebody, and face slap does like different connotation than I'm gonna fully wind back and punch you in the face.
The weird part is Chris Rock didn't see it coming. He leaned in thinking Will Smith was gonna say something to him and took it to the face. Yeah. You're like, I was like,
and you can see like Chris plays it off pretty well.
He has a shock look for a moment where you're like, he's like, did that just happen? And then he comes back to like, okay, wow. But also, if you watch the slow-mo, the hand that's not holding the card starts to ball up his fist like he's about to swing back, and then he lets go.
I'm not gone frame by frame on
this. I watched it because I was like, I know Chris was thinking, I'm going to throw a punch at this dude. And then he thought, nah, I'm not.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea. He's got like, I forget. I'm trying to picture the clip because again, I only watched it one time to figure out what's happening. Is it Will Smith? I feel like he's like a foot taller than Chris Rock.
But he's not big. He's not like a giant dude.
Picturing it because one of them hit the other one, so I'm picturing the one who hit as much bigger than the one who got hit.
Okay, all right, hold on. Then this is what we have to do. We have to go and see how tall each of them are, because I don't think, I mean, yes, Chris Rock is not that tall, but I guarantee you he's not like way shorter than,
he's not like Tom Cruise height. He's not gonna be like 5'6". Yeah,
no, he is, how tall is he? Come on, man, this is not fair. Internet doesn't give you, so
I'm confident I'm taller than Chris Rock.
Will Smith is 6'2", and then and Chris Rock, why is it, that's odd. Okay, oh no, come on. Oh, and here's the worst headline I just read. Alec Baldwin defends Chris Rock. That's not the person you want defending you. Sorry. Chris Rock is 5'10". So he's got 3 inches on him. No, he's got four inches on him. Yeah.
Okay.
That's also
not insignificant.
But yeah, but also Will Smith's 53. He's not.
How old is Chris Rock? Roughly 53?
57.
Older, right?
But this also isn't Independence Day Will Smith. This isn't Ali Will Smith. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but what would those examples be for Chris Rock? Like, when was Chris Rock the most Dogma? Like, this was not Dogma Chris Rock.
This was a CB4 Chris Rock. No.
I'm trying to think. Is there like an action movie?
Like a jacked Chris
Rock?
What? Oh, yeah, with Anthony Hopkins. Him and Anthony Hopkins. Oh, what the heck?
I was going to say Enemy of the State, but I think that's Will Smith and Gene
Hackman.
That
is Will Smith. Yeah, it is. Now you've got me like, oh, dude. Hold on. It is going to be Bad Company.
Okay. I just want to point out, if anybody's pulling headlines from this episode of the Clean Comedy Podcast, I don't want the headline to be Glenn Tickle defend either of them because they're not, like, again, because of the slap. Like, Will Smith should be in jail. Like, if he punched Chris Rock, then yeah, like, press charges, that's assault. This is also assault, but like,
technically it's battery. Assault is saying I'm going to. Battery is the physical action. I was studying to be a cop.
We learn new things every day.
Yeah. So battery is the. Yeah.
I know the difference. I know the difference between burglary and robbery. I know that.
Yeah. Assault versus battery in the state of California, at least, assault is attempted
robbery while battery. You're home.
Yeah, assault is like I'm gonna say like the intent to do it, and then battery is the physical action of doing it. So if I say, "Hey, Gwen, I'm gonna slap you in the face," that's assault. And then if I slap you in the face, that's battery. There you go.
I don't do a lot of either. So
Gwen's not out there committing assault nor battery.
No.
But I think the big takeaway for me is, should there be any ramifications for a bad joke? And should those ramifications ever escalate to a physical? I don't think so. I mean, it wasn't a great joke, I'll give you that, but I don't think anybody deserves to be hit over a bad joke.
I don't think anybody deserves to be hit, full stop. Yeah, don't period. Hit each other.
Yeah.
But
we're dads.
Like,
listen, don't hit anybody.
Yeah, don't do a hit. But yeah, of course there's ramifications for bad jokes. The obvious one is you don't get a laugh. Like, that's a ramification.
That would have been actually better.
Somebody
I think.
Complains to you after the show.
Again.
Or somebody leaves a bad review on the internet. Like yes, there are ramifications for if we tell a bad joke. But they're all like, we kind of know what we're getting into, you know? Right. Like, if I have a bad show and somebody leaves a comment on Twitter or something that says, like, you're not funny. Okay. I mean, you're wrong. I am. But I could see how after a bad set, you might draw that conclusion off of limited information.
Right.
But then if somebody punches me in the face after a show, I'm not going to be like, well, I could see how you would want to my adorable handsome face. Like, I wouldn't necessarily see where that person is coming from, you know.
All I'm saying is that, like, the better ramifications, the thing that would have actually made the bigger impact and made people at least be more on Will Smith's side in this whole thing is if he would have got up and left, or he would have, you know, visibly crossed his arms, gave him an angry look, something to let us know, hey, that was not okay, dude. Instead of, I'm going to walk, get up out of my seat after I laughed, by the way, after I laughed at the joke, then my wife rolled her eyes.
I've seen a couple of people point that out too. And I don't know. I'm a nervous laugher. Like, I laugh when I'm uncomfortable. Like, if somebody came in and made a joke about, like, me, I don't know, being a frequent migraine sufferer, I'm going to like giggle at it. But then, like, a couple minutes later, I'm like, you know what? That sucks. Cause like, I do get migraines a lot. And it does interfere with my ability to do things like co-host the Clean Comedy Podcast. So I don't love that you made that joke. But in the moment, like, I hear setup punchline, like, I'm used to laughing. I'm in a room full of people laughing at a bad joke. Like, I don't think that's as strong of an argument as I've seen people try to use it as today.
Well, I don't mean it like that. I don't mean
he laughed at the joke.
Well, he laughed at first, and it's fine, but his next reaction should have been, no, what? So, something like that, like to relate, instead of,
I'm going to get a bigger laugh than the joke.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm grumpy now. They would have cut to pissed off Will.
Yeah,
and everybody would have laughed.
And they're like, ah.
And then he would have punched everyone, and then it would have been a much bigger story.
Will just goes around slapping everyone. Everyone's keep making the meme with Bernie Mac from Head of State, where he gets off the train and slaps his way to Chris Rock. If you've ever seen that movie, I love that movie, by the way. Head of State, where Chris Rock.
I don't think I have.
Runs for president.
But I would love to watch. I'll just watch a clip of Bernie Mac slapping a bunch of people.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. It's one of my favorite scenes of that entire movie. And when it came up, when I saw the clip of Bernie Mac getting off the train. I was like, oh no, they're going to tie this into that joke. And they 100% did. And I was like, okay, great job to you for remembering that that moment in film exists and then giving it back to us in the world. And also giving us another moment with Bernie Mac, who I love. So we're good.
Yeah. Bernie Mac is so good. And he, so even good. In stuff that's not that good.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Ocean's 11 remake, I do actually kind of like.
Yeah.
But his scenes in it are the best part of that movie, hands down. Like, yeah. When he's being interrogated about being a black detective, like, yeah, it's the funniest thing in the whole movie, which is not a comedy, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it is supposed to be a little bit, but it's not that funny. But well, oh, God.
If the Bernie Mac show ever comes on TV, I will stop and just watch, because I'm like, I love his commentary. I love the way he talks about everything. It's just, you're like, man, it makes me miss Bernie Mac, though. It makes me sad afterwards. Like, I'm like, this is great. We'll never get
if Bernie Mac were alive. I feel like he would then have slapped Will Smith. That's what would have happened.
That would have been the funniest moment.
He wouldn't have been as far up front.
He would have walked from the back and slapped.
Yeah, it would have been a longer walk.
It would just cut to Bernie Mac charging down the aisle, get to Will Smith's face, and be like, I can't believe he did that. Whack! And then just slapped him. Oh my gosh, I would have loved that. That would have, for me, that would have been, I would have said, you know what? I don't care what happens the rest of the night, the rest of the year, that was amazing.
Because Bernie Mac did it and everything he did was funny.
All right. So, Glenn, what are you looking forward to next? What event in human history do you think will eclipse this event for comedy?
What a question. I don't know. I mean, I could not. If you asked me a week ago, what's the weirdest thing that's going to happen at the Oscars, my answer wouldn't have been, well, definitely it's going to be Will Smith slapping Chris Rock after a G.I. Jane joke. Like, that's Moon Man talk. That's nothing. Like, that's what do I think is going to eclipse? I don't even know what's coming up. And you know what? I feel like Earth Day this year is going to be huge. That's coming up in a couple of weeks. I think we're really going to do a big one this year for the Earth. Man, who's going to slap the Earth?
Will Smith.
Will Smith's going to palm the ground.
Oh, man. You know what's funny too is the sales for Chris Rock tickets for Chris Rock shows like skyrocketed after this, by the way. So good for Chris Rock, maybe, I guess. Maybe it was a publicity stunt now that I think about it. He sold more tickets ever than ever. That's what I read online.
I can't imagine it being staged. Like, I can see a lot of things being fake, but like, imagine that meeting. Like, could they would have to have like planned it out. They're gonna like talk on the phone, be like, all right, you can hit me in the face, but open hand will. If you close it, ooh, I know you're 4 inches taller than me.
And I'm gonna take a swing now. Portrayed
Muhammad Ali in a movie, but I was in Head of State and I punch you right in the nose.
I was in a forgettable movie with Sir Anthony Hopkins where I played a spy called Bad Company. Did you ever watch it? It was made by Joel Schumacher, the guy that made Batman.
I think I saw it in theaters. I could not tell you a single thing about it except for I think the basic plot is Anthony Hopkins needs Chris Rock to act like a spy because his spy brother.
Yep, exactly right. That's the movie. That's 100% the
movie. But I don't remember anything else.
No, I don't either. It's like the remake of, it's like the I Spy with Eddie Murphy and one of the guys, the one with the weird nose. Owen Wilson.
Okay, I don't remember this movie. Right? Okay.
It's like that. You're like, yeah, I've seen it. I couldn't tell you anything about it.
I remember the poster. I don't remember. I think I was even working in a movie theater at the time where I could just see every movie that came out. And I think I passed on I Spy. Apologies to Eddie Murphy and Owen Wilson. Nah. Love a lot of the stuff you guys do.
No, it's not the movie. All right. Where can people find you, Glenn? Are you going on the road anytime soon in April? Anytime?
I'm doing a I'm going back and forth to Nebraska like every month for the next 4 months, and it just feels like I know it's like a geographically large state, but there's not that many people who live there, and I feel like as a state they could have come together and planned this better. Like they could have all just come to the
So one
one
spot, one place.
instead of making me go back and forth. But I'm happy to do it. Yeah, I'm back in Omaha for a corporate gig later this week. I hit 1,000. We talked about
Yep,
it
saw
last time I was on. I hit 1,000 subscribers.
it. And I want you to
Thank
know I
you.
feel bad. I was not subscribed. I thought I was subscribed, and I
I'm
felt
gonna
ter
unsubscribe
I just let
to
you know I
this
felt terrible.
right after.
I didn't realize it. I
No, it
thought I
was.
was subscribed. So I was like, oh, that's weird.
I get not every time someone subscribes, but like I get emails from YouTube periodically that says someone subscribed. And so I when it happens, I check to see what I was up to. And the other day I was at like 990. And I was like, all right, I think if I bug people online, I can close this out tonight.
You did it. I now if you could just now if we could just get this YouTube up to 1,000, that'd be awesome. I think we're at 534 or something like that. Something like that. But I mean, you have a special. Once my dry, what's a dry bar special? Once I do a dry bar special or album or something, I think poof, it'll just go up and it'll
I
be
think that's
fun.
what it was, because when Drybar put it on YouTube, I don't think they tagged me right away. I think they have since, but like I commented on it like, hey, thanks or whatever, so that people could see like that I am also on YouTube. I don't really post anything on there. I've been
Yeah.
trying to. A video of my album is on there. There's my I did a cartoon in 2020 that's on there you can watch. There's like weird clips and stuff going back from like when I was in film school. There's probably stuff I'm embarrassed about on YouTube, but
Well,
it's there.
welcome to the internet. All
Yeah.
right. Well, thank you, Glenn. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Will and Chris, for providing the
Don't hit people. Don't hit each other. And I stand by, they should have to kiss at the Golden Globes
fodder for
as an apology to America.
If only, you know what? I think every presidential debate should end like that. They'll have to kiss each other.
Sure.
It
I'm not gonna say no.
would
Like, yeah,
make it
more
interesting.
people should kiss each other.
Yeah, well, maybe, and again, however you choose to do it, if you both agree. Consensually, French.
Yeah, whatever you're both into,
Yeah,
whatever
whatever
you're
you're into,
comfortable
do
with,
your thing. Do
just
you.
on the cheek, that's fine too.
Yeah. The little French two kiss on the cheek thing. Is that French?
The labies, yeah.
Is that what it's called? Is it French? I've only seen it in movies and usually done by people with a French accent. A bad French accent usually, but still. So there you go. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening. Please like, subscribe. Please go follow Glenn. If you're not following him on YouTube, please go watch. Go check out his Yes Really album recording. From 2021, where he looks like Adam Conover a little bit, and I don't know if you've ever been brought that
I'll
up before,
take
but
it.
yeah, no, I love Adam Conover, by the way, great guy,
I'm a
very
huge
nice.
Adam Conover fan.
I have met him personally, and he's fantastic. Was very
I
fun.
tried to, but it was at a NACA event that we're both at. So like there's not a ton of time to like hang out with people you don't
Yeah.
know. Like so I don't know. He's great. I'm a big fan.
I'm
I'll
hoping
take
we
that
can get
idea.
him on because he's been him and I did a show at Flappers together and he was there and we just talked out in in the green room waiting area or whatever and he was just like super cool and I was like, man, you are cooler in person than you are on TV and you're super cool on TV. So this
Yeah.
is great, so it was awesome. Awesome. All right. Thank you, everybody. Please like, subscribe, please go and check it out. And don't go slapping anybody. Have a good one.
Don't hit. Don't do a
Bye.
hit. Bye, friend.
No hits.